Coach Jones, could you maybe just kind of start off here by assessing where Devin Hedgepeth is at in his recovery?
Well, Devin's, you know, he's progressing well. He's out. He's practicing. He's going through individual and 707, and you know he's out moving around and was just taking it slow and just slowly working him back in. But he's looking really well.
Okay. If you would put like any kind of percentage on kind of the speed, because you've seen him now for some years, where would you say about he's at ballpark?
Right now, I would say if you compare him to where he is, I say he's probably about 50% right now. He's coming out of his breaks and he's planting on that foot and things like that, which is good. And I'm sure as he continues to progress and his rehab and things like that, he'll be back to his normal self.
I've seen a couple of guys buzzing about Lampkin and Peterson. What are they doing well to create that buzz?
Well, they came in and both of them are smart. You know, they come in, they watch tape, they ask questions, and they pick up on things pretty quickly. The one thing I think that caught everybody's attention was the first day in pads when. That was the first time we got a chance to really thud and things like that. And both of those guys are physical guys. Came down making tackles on the tailbacks and tackling wide receivers. And both of them are physical guys. So I think that's what really caught everybody's eye. And both of them are bigger corners and they can run really fast. So that's good.
You know, going into the season, you know, it kind of seems pretty clear that Broderick and Justin Gilbert are two of the best corners, not just here, but anywhere. Then you got Griffin and Mike Tavius Jones, plus those two other guys. Have they worked themselves into a battle now with Jonovan Griffin and with Mike Jones for those backup spots?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, Kevin and Aston, with those guys coming in, it's created some competition. So now between those four guys are battling to see who's going to be in the two deep, which, you know, competition always makes you better. And so, and it's good. You know, we'll come out to practice. Now I see guys working harder. I see guys competing harder and things like that. So with those guys, with Kevin and Ashton being thrown into the mix, it has created some competition and it's pushing Mike Tavius and Jonovan.
Sure. And obviously it's still very early, but depth-wise, is this about as deep of a group as you've had here?
It is, since I've been here. You know, as far as you have a good group of young men, quality young men that's going to do the right things on the field and do the right things off the field. All of them can run. You know, they vary in size, where some are bigger than others. But it is a deep group.